Well, my name is Nicholas Wood. I'm the operations manager at the Sorrel Weed House Museum in Savannah, Georgia. One of the interesting things about the house is the fact that you can't go a day or a night without something unexplainable happening. Lately, since we've been acquiring a lot of artifacts and bringing them into the museum, we've noticed that it seems we might have a new apparition on the property. And it's got people concerned because one of the things that is commonly happening that we've never experienced before is things are starting to get thrown at us. You know, we've had a candle that was in the dining room that just sheared completely off, went flying off the sideboard table and across the room in front of guests during a tour. One of the very first experiences in the house for me, I had gotten comfortable with my routine. I operate on a routine, so I'm going through the house, I'm presenting their historical tales to guests, and all of a sudden a big old chunk of metal comes flying through the air from behind the tour guide and narrowly misses her head, and six guests are watching this with their jaws on the floor. All of a sudden, some of us are getting pushed or tripped or just something seems to be trying to make itself known to us, and it's been getting kind of scary lately. I mean, we're quite used to paranormal activity, but lately there's something definitely going on in the house that is new even to us. And this particular evening, I broke my routine. I started opening up the house sort of in a backwards order. And I was very casual about it. Normally, I would be on my toes, you know, in the beginning. I was really scared, really freaked out by the house. And so I'd get through the house by myself as quickly as possible to get it set up. But this day, I was real comfortable, real casual. I was eating a Rice Krispie treat. I'm just going through the house easy-like, and I open up the library door, and right across the foyer is the entrance to the gentleman's parlor. Typically, most days, that door would be completely closed, but this day, I open up the library door, I look across the hall, and standing right in the doorway is an apparition, is a ghost, I guess the best way to describe it. I'm seeing a lady's dress. It's all belled out, very antebellum style, frilly, poofy shoulders with lots of lace. The dress, I could see it just as real as I could see anything else with my eyes. It had a small flower print on it, in fact. And I'm staring at this, and I'm blinking rapidly, and what I'm seeing wearing the dress is really just a shadow, but not like a dark shadow like you see cast against light. It was almost like a shadow, but white, or just sort of opaque, the outline of a woman wearing this dress. And I was floored. I was absolutely so stunned. It happened so quickly, you don't have time to really be terrified or scared of what you're seeing. You just are trying to comprehend it. Blink 8 or 9 times and it just turns to mist and just disappears. At that point, I didn't know if I wanted to walk forward and continue opening up the house or if I wanted to turn around and get the heck out. Definitely one I'll never forget, my very first experience inside the Sorrel Weed Mansion.